وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى tonight we reviewing the منظومة، المنظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم سعد بن علي بن محمد الزنجاني أو الزنجاني رحمه الله. This manzuma, this poem consists of 44 lines. And the Sheikh Rahimahullah, who died 471, clarify many of the principles of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and those who oppose it. He mentioned, he refuted the Jahmiya, the Karramiya, the Kullabiya, the Shia, the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, the Ash'ariya, and those who followed them, and many others. Here, Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتد بالأولى هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر وكن موقنا أنا وكل مكلف أمرنا بقفو الحق والأخذ بالحذر وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر وقول رسول قد تحقق صدقه بما جاءه من معجز قاهر ظهر فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم إذا ما تنازعتم لتنجوا من الغرر أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر فمن خالف الوحي المبين بعقله فذاك امرؤ قد خاب حقا وقد خسر وفي ترك أمر المصطفى فتنة فذر خلاف الذي قد قاله واتلو واعتبر. This is 10 lines from the poem out of the 44. The Shaykh Rahimahullah started with تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر. He advised to ponder on the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal and to rely on the hadith, the narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and leave off any opinion which does not align with the narration. ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتد بالأولى هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر. And hold to the guidance and follow and take as role model those who witness the revelation, the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were witness when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla was revealing his wahi, his revelation unto the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow their path so you may be rectified, you may be healing. So the Shaykh, he mentioned what to hold, what we should hold fast to, what we should adhere to, which is the speech of Allah and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we should ponder on it. And that's not going to happen without knowledge. you can't rely on the hadith of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You can't ponder on the Quran without knowing it. How can you ponder on the Quran? How can you follow the hadith of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam if you don't know it? So this calls us to study the religion. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge, not upon ignorance. And on the other hand, he advised to leave off the opinions, to leave off the statements which contradicts, which doesn't align with the revelation. And he also advised to hold fast to the path of the companion, to the methodology of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is because they are those who witness the revelation when Allah sent down. It is those who aid the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is those who used to understand his culture, his custom, his expression, his language. It is they who saw him praying, fasting, practicing the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Any question they have about the religion, it is they who had the chance, opportunity to ask the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not somebody else. That was solely for the Sahaba. They have question about the religion, they were asking what they don't know, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Unlike anyone who come after them, didn't have that chance. So, to follow them, to take them as a role model. Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Then the Shaykh said, وَكُنْ مُوقِنًا أَنَّا وَكُلَّ مُكَلَّفٍ أُمِرْنَا بِقَفْوِ الْحَقِّ وَالْأَخْذِ بِالْحَذَرِ. All the mukallaf, every one of us, any grown person, anyone with who reached the age of puberty with sound mind, he is commanded to follow the haq, the truth, and to be careful about deviation. So have certainty in that. If you are mukallaf, you human being, you are in a state of sound mind, you are baligh, that upon you qafwul haq, to follow the truth and to be careful to deliver, to leave following the haq. Then he said, وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر. And that what we should take as a judge, rule between us, is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Malik subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah with the beautiful names and descriptions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner, who is the king, Allah who was ever existing, Allah who is forbearing, patient, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything, Allah who has power over everything, Allah who hears, Allah who sees, Allah who subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, Allah whatever he will is what's going to happen. No one from the creation can be out of Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala power, Allah's knowledge, Allah's degree. So the statement of Allah, which is the Quran, is judged between us as believers. We don't have other system. We don't have other dictionary, other constitution. It is the Quran. It's where we are commanded, if we are truly believers, whenever we have a difference, to go back to it. We have a difference, relate husband and a wife, teacher and a student, brothers, neighbor, countries, scholars among themselves, whenever they have a difference, to go back to the قول ربنا, to go back to the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, to go back to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to somewhere else, not to other system. So he said, وَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ قَدْ تَحَقَّقَ صِدْقُهُ بِمَا جَاءَهُ مِنْ مُعْجِزٍ قَاهِرٍ ظَهَرٍ. Also, the statement of a messenger, so his truthfulness is established because of what he come with of miracles, of proofs, irresistible proofs and evidence which is apparent. Then the evidence of prophethood, the proof that Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah, is qahirin zahar, is very clear. Even non-Muslims, many of the Christians, many of the mushrikeen, they witness to that. They say Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam must be a prophet of Allah. Wallahi al-adhim. Abu Talib, who disbelieved the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, who was from the mushrikeen, used to say that, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Today, as I mentioned, more than one, this scientist, this doctor, a Christian, a Canadian, who says that Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a prophet of Allah. How he know? Because the knowledge in Quran and Sunnah about the human embryology and the, how the baby, the stage of the baby in his mother's womb. He said the way it's mentioned in Quran and Sunnah in detail was never known to any human before this time. That's what that Dr. Keith Moore said. He said, how could he know it's not this from, if it's not from God? It's not one, it's not two. Irresistible. So it's mu'jizin qahirin dhahar. It's a miracle. It's evidence, it's a proof which has power over anything opposing it. So to go back to his statement, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to his ruling, whatever difference, what Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and then we hear it and we obey it. Even if it doesn't seem to us at that time because of our ignorance, because of our sinning, because of whatever the reason is, if we don't understand well, we have to still adhere to the ruling of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam because it is the truth. Sometimes you may not understand the truth. Sometimes you may not understand something haq. You may think something right is wrong. Sometimes, even you see in your life, go back to your life, 10 years back, 5 years back, 15 years back, 10, 20 years back. Are you saying there's nothing you used to see to be right and didn't turn to be wrong or the opposite? It's very rare. It's very rare. How many people used to think good and you find they were not? How many people you think used to think they are not good and you find they are bad? And the opposite. How many positions you take? How many things you did you wish you wouldn't do that? How many things, if you would have been taken back years back, you would have changed? لَوْ إِسْتَقْبَلْتُ مِنْ أَمْرِي مَا اسْتَدْبَرْتُ لَمَا سُقْتُ الْهَدْيَ. So sometimes you may think this is right and it's wrong. How many people have daily accidents? Every day, car accidents. Some of them, they die. Some of them lose their limbs, some of them their car, some of them the least discomfort. Why they doing that? Do they want to do that? None of them wants. Why? Because they didn't know it. This one going to school, this one going to shopping, this one going to flight, work, school, ibadah, whatever. He didn't know that. She didn't know that. Would they know, they wouldn't do it. This is how we are ignorant. We don't know even where we're heading to. We don't know what's good for us, what's bad for us many times. Therefore, whatever comes from the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever comes in the Quran, accept it. Even if you don't understand, even if you may think, wal-iyadu billah, may not be right, because the problem is you. And you know that, even in your worldly life, that whatever you think may not be the right thing, to whatever you think is right. Then the Shaykh said, فَقِيلَ لَنَا رُدُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَمْرَكُمْ إِذَا مَا تَنَازَعْتُمْ لِتَنْجُوا مِنَ الْغَرَرِ. We were told, we were said to turn it back to Allah, whatever we divert, whatever we deliver, to be safe from destruction. Whatever difference you have it, turn it back to Allah to be safe from destruction. أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر. We were told to follow what Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated, because his obedience pleases the one who sent down the books. Obeying the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم pleases Allah. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. What Allah said? أحببكم الله. So if you follow Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, Allah loves you. الله أكبر. Allah سبحانه وتعالى فوق عرشه above his throne. If you follow Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah loves you. So in the obedience of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر, pleases the one who sent down the books. فمن خالف الوحي المبين بعقله فذاك امرؤ قد خاب حقا وقد خسر. The one who delivered the clear revelation due to his intellect, because of his intellect, that one is really somebody who lost. He is in a state of failure and destruction. So anyone who opposes the wahi, the revelation, the Quran and Sunnah, because of his opinion, because of his philosophy, because of his ideas and suggestions and thinking, that one, the Shaykh said, حقاً truthfully, قد خاب. He lost. Then he said, وَفِي تَرْكِ أَمْرِ الْمُصْطَفَى فِتْنَةٌ فَذَرْ خِلَافَ الَّذِي قَدْ قَالَهُ وَاتْلُوا وَاعْتَبِرْ. And in leaving the command of the one who is chosen, Messenger Muhammad ﷺ, there is really tribulations and fitna, and trials. Therefore, leave off what opposes the statement of the Messenger ﷺ, and follow the statement of the Messenger ﷺ, and take lesson from that. So the Shaykh mentioned here that disobeying the Messenger ﷺ is fitna, is deviation. And fitna, نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. Imam Ahmad said, is kufr, disbelief. It's disbelief. Because if you reject the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's kufr. Or the least of عذابٌ أليم, painful punishment for the one who opposed the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Shaykh, the Mu'allif said in poem number 11, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فِيهِ الصَّحَابَةُ حُجَّةٌ وَتِلْكَ سَبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِمَنْ صَبَرْ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي عَصْرِهِ مُتَعَارَفًا وَجَاءَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ رُدَّ بَلْ زُجِرْ فَفِي الْأَخْذِ بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فَعْلَمْ سَعَادَةٌ كَمَا فِي شُذُوذِ الْقَوْلِ نَوْعٌ مِنَ الْخَطَرِ وَمُعْتَرِضٌ اتْرُكِ اعْتِمَادَ مَقَالِهِ ومعترض نترك اعتماد مقاله يفارق قول التابعين ومن غبر وأمثل أهل العلم فينا طريقة وأغزرهم علما مقيم على الأثر وأجهل من تلقى من الناس معجب بخاطره يصغي إلى كل من هذر فدع عنك قول الناس فيما كفيته فما في استماع الزيغ شيء سوى الضرر لقد أوضح الله الكريم بلطفه لنا الأمر في القرآن فانهض بما أمر وخلف فينا سنة نقتدي بها محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر ومن على المأمور بالعقل آلة بها ومن على المأمور بالعقل آلة بها يعرف المتلى من القول والعبر. The Shaykh in this other 10 lines from the poem, he said, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فِيهِ الصَّحَابَةُ حُجَّةٌ وَتِلْكَ السَّبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِمَنْ صَبَرٌ. And whatever the Sahaba agree upon, the consensus of the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is proof. That's the path of the believers for someone who has knowledge. If you have knowledge, you really know, you come to the conclusion that the consensus of the Sahaba is proof. Sahaba agree upon something, it is the haq, it is the truth. Don't look for something else. وما لم يكن في عصره متعارفة وجاء به من بعدهم رد بل زجر. وذهب was not known at the time of the companion, was not known as a religion, because those who come after the Sahaba come with, it should be refuted, it should be rejected, rather it should be criticized. So what was not known at the time of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam of religion should be rejected, it regardless who come with it. Doesn't matter, big scholar, 10, 20, more. Since it's not what was known among Sahaba, the Sheikh said it will be rejected, should be criticized. ففي الأخذ بالإجماع فعلم سعادة كما في شذوذ القول نوع من الخطر. Taking, accepting and following the consensus, there is success in that. On the other hand, following the shudud, what differed the consensus. Here you have the consensus and you have someone or two or what else went to the other side. In that, following the shudud, isolated statements or opinion or individuals, then there is a type of danger. Then the Sheikh said, وَمُعْتَرِدٌ أُتْرِقْ اِعْتِمَادَ مَقَالِهِ يُفَارِقُ قَوْلَ التَّابِعِينَ وَمَنْ غَبَرَ. And the one who opposed the statement of the tabi'een, don't rely on the statement of the one who opposed the tabi'een and those who preceded the tabi'een, they are the sahaba. So the Sheikh said, anyone who is in controversy with the way of the tabi'un and those before them, they are the sahaba, he said, don't rely on this statement. So now you have the sahaba, then you have tabi'in, and you have someone who opposed them, don't rely on that one's statement. Then he said, وَأَمْثَلُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ فِينَا طَرِيقَةً وَأَغْزَرُهُمْ عِلْمًا مُقِيمًا عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. The one who has the best among the people of knowledge and the one who has more knowledge is in reality the one who is muqimun ala athar, the one who remain upon the sunnah. If somebody remain upon the narration, that is the best of the ulama, and that is the one who has the most knowledge. So here you have someone who memorized Quran, he memorized thousands of hadith, he knows Arabic language, he knows a lot of subject of the deen. But ليس مقيما على أثر. He is not upon a narration, he is not upon the sunnah in that specific mas'ala or in general. That one, the Sheikh say, we don't consider him being having more knowledge, nor being from the good scholars. Why? Because he is not upon narration. So the consideration is who is upon the sunnah, not who memorized more books, nothing of that. Rather, man huwa muqimun ala al-athar, who is upon the athar, narration. So here you have 20 of us in the masjid, we differ an issue. One of us, he mentioned an issue, he took opinion, and it has hadith. There is narration on that. Or there is the consensus of the Sahaba. He has a proof. The rest of the 19, we don't have it. The Sheikh says, the one who has more knowledge is the one, that individual who is upon the narration, who is upon the sunnah, who has a proof for his understanding, not the rest. So now you have find people say, this is a great alim, this great scholar. He graduated from so, he's a professor at the so university. It's not like worldly things. He graduated, he's the professor of Harvard University or so and so. That's for worldly life. As for religion, no. It's the one who's upon sunnah. I mentioned before, more than once a brother called me. He has a radio. He called me. He said, I am going to ask you a question. Go ahead. What's the ruling of the celebration for the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he said, before you answer, let me tell you why. He said he was in the market asking the Muslims, is it right to celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is it not right? And I asked some of them, they tell me to ask you. So I'm asking because I want to know if what's right, what's wrong, by collecting the voices, collecting the opinion. I said, okay, so if you find it, the majority saying it is good to celebrate, that's what you go by it? He say yes. How would the majority say it's not allowed? You say, that's what I announce. It's not allowed. I told him, this is not the way you know the rule of this issue. This is a religious affair. This is a religious matter. You don't know by the number of the people. It's not democracy. It's not going to be by voting. It's who has a proof. So the Sheikh here, he mentioned that the one who has ilm, knowledge, is the one who has a proof, even if it's one person. Then the Sheikh said, وَأَجْهَلُ مَنْ تَلْقَى مِنَ النَّاسِ مُعْجَبٌ بِخَاطِرِهِ يُصْغِي إِلَى كُلِّ مَنْ هَذَرْ. The most ignorant person you may meet with is the one who is amazed with his opinion. And the description of that, he listened to everybody. The one who is amazed with his opinion, self-amazement, he listened to everybody. So that's the most ignorant person. Yes. So the Sheikh here, he said, don't listen to everyone when it comes to your religion. Listen to someone who is upon the Sunnah, someone who is upon the sound creed, someone who followed the Sahaba. Not everybody. The day you listen to everyone, you want to listen to that Sheikh, listen to that Sheikh, listen to that Imam, listen to that Mufti, everyone in front of you. You take in knowledge from, number one, you are mu'jab. You have self-amazement. There is a type of arrogance in you. And number two, you are in danger. So don't listen to everybody. Rather listen to the people of the Sunnah. The Sheikh said, فَدَّعْ عَنْكَ قَوْلَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا كُفِيتَهُ فَمَا فِي اسْتِمَاعِ الزَّيْغِ شَيْءٌ سِوَى الضَّرَرْ. Leave off the statement of the people. Because you have been sufficed with the revelation. Nothing is in listening to the deviation but harm. So don't listen to the statement of the people when it opposes the Quran and Sunnah. فقد لقد أوضح الله الكريم بلطفه لنا الأمر في القرآن فانهض بما أمر. Allah out of his mercy and kindness, he made clear to us in Quran the issue, the mara. Therefore, he say, take what you have been commanded. Allah mentioned in his Quran in a clear way, out of his rahmah and mercy, the maras, the issues. Then the Sheikh say, stick to that. وَخَلَّفَ فِينَا سُنَّةً نَقْتَدِي بِهَا مُحَمَّدًا الْمَبْعُوثُ عَوْنًا إِلَى الْبَشَرِ. And the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left us with Sunnah, with his way. The Messenger who was sent to help and aid the people. That's his mission, to help us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by showing us the guidance, showing us the right way, showing us what's good for us in this life and the hereafter, warning us what's bad for us in this life and the hereafter. That Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left us with his way to follow. ومن على المأمور بالعقل آلة بها يعرف المتلى من القول والعبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us his blessings, his bounties of aql, of intellect, sound mind, by which you know the revelation. by which you take a lesson. Na'am, not to use the aql, the intellect that Allah gave to you to oppose the revelation, but rather to understand the revelation, to use the aql, the intellect, to follow ماذا? The revelation, not the opposite. Some people, they say, no, this hadith doesn't make sense, this ayah, no, and they reject it. Why you rejecting what Allah said? Why you rejecting what Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, because of it contradicts to his mind, to his opinion, to his aql, to his intellect. That one, he misused the intellect. Allah didn't give us the intellect to oppose his command, rather to understand his command and to take heed from it. Then the Shaykh said, فَلَا تَكُ بِالْعِيَنْ تَزُوغُ عَنِ الْهُدَى وَتُحْدِثُ فَالْإِحْدَاثُ يُذْنِي إِلَى سَقَرْ وَلَا تَجْلِسًا عِنْدَ الْمُجَادِلِ سَاعَةً فَعَنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ زَجَرْ وَمَنْ رَدَّ أَخْبَارَ النَّبِيِّ مُقَدِّمًا لِخَاطِرِهِ ذَاكَ امْرُؤٌ مَا لَهُ بَصَرْ وَلَا تَسْمَعَنْ دَاعِي الْكَلَامِ فَإِنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ عَنْ حَمْلِهِ حَصَرْ وأصحابه قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا وجازوا حدود الحق بالإفك والأشر وخذ وصفهم عن صاحب الشرع إنه شديد عليهم للذي منهم خبر وقد عدهم 70 صنفا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وصنفين كل محدث زائغ ذعر. الشيخ رحمه الله, he said, فَلَا تَكُبْ بِالْعِيَنْ تَزُوغُ عَنِ الْهُدَى وَتُحْدِثُ فَالْإِحْدَاثُ يُذْنِي إِلَى سَقَرْ. Don't be innovator. Don't be innovator. Because the innovator, he deviates from the truth. And innovation leads to hellfire called سَقَرْ. So don't be innovator. Who deviates from the truth? The innovator deviates from the truth. Don't be innovator who innovate, because innovation leads to saqr. So here the Shaykh rahimahullah, he warned against innovation and he warned against innovators. He said, وَلَا تَجْلِسًا عِنْدَ الْمُجَادِلِ سَاعَةً فَعَنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ زَجَرَ. Don't sit with the argumentative, with the argumentation people in a time, a period of time. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam criticized the one who based his religion in argumentation and philosophy and opinions. So don't sit with that one. Don't sit with anybody. Don't take knowledge from, don't sit with him, don't listen to him, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned against that. وَمَنْ رَدَّ أَخْبَارَ النَّبِيِّ مُقَدِّمًا لِخَاطِرِهِ ذَاكَ امْرُؤٌ مَا لَهُ بَصَرٌ. The one who reject the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it is still taking his opinion, that person doesn't have sight. That person is blind. مَا لَهُ بَصَرٌ. He doesn't have eyes to see with. Someone who objecting and rejecting the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and instead following his opinion, the Shaykh said, that's a person, مَا لَهُ بَصَرِ, he doesn't have eyes. No eyes. He's a blind. Yes, anyone who opposes the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is a blind, مَا لَهُ بَصِيرًا. You say, أخي, how you say he's blind? He's driving on highway 285. Sometimes he's even a pilot. How you say he's a blind? Yes, because there is two eyes, eyes on the face and eyes on the heart. And the one more important is the one in the heart. Yes. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. So the heart is the eyes there. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِي أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. The one who is blind in this life, in this worldly life, is more blind in the hereafter. Meaning, blind is not physical blind, spiritual blind. his heart is doesn't perceive, doesn't understand, doesn't believe, doesn't accept the truth. So the Shaykh says, the one who rejects the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narration by following his opinion, he doesn't have basar, he doesn't have eyes, he's a blind. ولا تسمع عن داعي الكلام فإنه عدو لهذا الدين عن حمله حسن. Don't listen to the philosopher, to the caller of philosophy, to the caller of opinion. Those who base their religion on he said, they said, we said, if we say so and so, if they said so and so, all is talk. Not قال الله قال رسول. It's not Allah said, the messenger said. It's not the Sahaba said. No, it's their opinion. We said, they said, he said, if you say, we say. No, they base their religion on argumentation, on opinion, on suggestion, on opinion, and philosophy. That one, the Shaykh said, don't listen to him, because he is enemy to the religion. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. The philosopher, the one who bases his religion on opinions, he is enemy to the religion of Islam. That's why they rejected the names of Allah. They rejected the description of Allah. They rejected the command of Allah. How they are not enemy while they doing all this, but they may not know it. Nasarullah salamatu wal afiya. Then the Shaykh said, and subhanallah, look the difference between here. The Shaykh won against ilmul kalam. Again, what's ilmul kalam in English? Philosophy? Ilmul kalam. You go to now Azhar University, one of the big Muslim universities in Egypt. Go look for Kitab al-Tawheed. Look for this book. You may find this book there. But under what title? Ilmul Kalam. Under Ilmul Kalam, you find the books of Aqidah, the books of Tawheed. Ilmul Kalam. Because they are Asha'ira. They are Asha'ira. They are Asha'ira. They don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above his throne, Azza wa. They don't believe that. How many students go there, they corrupted their aqidah. They come back calling to philosophy, not to Allah, to call al Rasul. Just like that, Imam. I asked him, if your student asks you where Allah is, say Allah is everywhere. And I explained to him, you know what? It's like an air. Air is everywhere. It's like that. Do you see the air? No. Likewise, you don't see Allah. How Allah is like an air? A'udhu billah. So he's not mentioned ayah. He didn't mention hadith. He didn't mention a statement of a companion. He mentioned his opinion. His intention is good. He has good intention. ولكن كم من نريد أن الخير لن يصيب. It's not selfish somebody to have good intention. If you want to go to New York, you don't have a map, you don't have GPS, you don't want anyone telling where you are, but you have good intention. You want to go as early as possible. Will you be there? Yes? Asin. Can you go to New York without knowing map? You don't have map, you don't have GPS, you don't have anybody to tell you, but you really wanted to be there tonight. Can you be there? You don't ask anyone? You can't. So you have good intention, but that's not sufficient. You have to take the right path. So the person may have good intention, but that's not the way. So ilmul kalam, philosophy. So remember, you go into Azhar University, you want to get Kitab al-Tawheed, you want to get al-Ra'i, Manzumat al-Ra'i fi Sunnah, you're not finding, except under ilm al-Kalam. But go to Medina University, you'll find Kutub al-Tawheed, Kutub al-Aqidah. That's what you find, the books of creed. Because the manhaj of Azhar and the manhaj of Jama' al-Islamiyah is totally different. Manhaj Jama' al-Islamiyah ala manhaj al-Salaf al-Salih. والحمد لله رب العالمين. جامعة الأزهر على منهج الإخوان على مجل الأشعرية أشاعرة. منهج علم الكلام. منهج علم الكلام. The Shaykh said, so don't listen to those people. وأصحابه والله إنهم أعداء الدين. They are the enemy of the religion. Allah mentioned in his Quran in more than an ayah is above his throne. تبارك وتعالى. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم الله عز وجل above his creation. And this sheikh, he says, no, no, no. Allah is everywhere. It's like an air. Isn't he enemy to the religion? Aba Amam. هذا ليس عدوا للدين. هو هذا. هو هذا. عدو الأول. لأنه باسم الدين يحرف الناس عن الدين. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. المهم. الشيخ said, وأصحابه قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا وجازوا حدود الحق بالإفك والأشر. And the people of philosophy innovated and they went extreme and they crossed the borders of the truth, the limits of the truth, by lying on Allah Azza about Allah and about the khalq, being arrogant on the creation. Then the Shaykh said, وَخُذْ وَصْفَهُمْ عَنْ صَاحِبِ الشَّرْعِ إِنَّهُ شَدِيدٌ عَلَيْهِمْ لِلَّذِي مِنْهُمْ خَبَرٌ. And take their description, the description of the philosophers, people of opinions. Take their description, their way, from the legislator, from the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He indeed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, severe on them, because he knows them. لِلَّذِي مِنْهُمْ خَبَرٌ عَلِمْ. Because the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knows the people of ahwa, people of desires and opinions and philosophy, because he knows them, he warned against them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very shadid, severe on them. And he said, the Shaykh said, وَقَدْ عَدَّهُمْ سَبْعِينَ صِنْفَ النَّبِيُّونَ وَصِنْفَيْنِ كُلٌّ مُحْدِثٌ زَائِغٌ ذَعِرٌ. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, numbered, he counted, that there are 72 groups. Each one is innovator, is deviator, is confused. Every innovator, every one who follow his opinion, number one, he is innovator. Number two, he is deviator. Number three, he is a da'ir. He is confused, muhayyar, mutahayyar. He is confused. He is not upon knowledge. It's not upon guidance. Then the Shaykh, he counted some of those deviated groups. He said, فَذُ الرَّفُضِ مَنْصُوبٌ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ عَادِلٌ عَنِ الْحَقِّ ذُو بُهْتٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَالنُّذُرُ وَعَقْدِي صَحِيحٌ فِي الْخَوَارِجِ أَنَّهُمْ كِلَابٌ تَعَاوَى فِي ضَلَالٍ وَفِي سُعُرٍ وَيُرِدُهُمْ مَا أَحْدَثُ مِنْ مَقَالِهِمْ لَظًا ذَاتَ لَهْبٍ لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ أَوْ لَا تُبَقِّي وَلَا تَذَرْ وَأَبْرَأُ مِنْ صِنْفَيْنِ قَدْ لُعِنَا مَعًا قد أظهر الإرجاء وذا أنكر القدر وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر وجعد فقد أرداه خبث مقاله وأما ابن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر وجاء ابن كرام بهجر ولم يكن له قدما في العلم لكنه جسر وسقف هذا الأشعري كلامه وأربى عن من قبله من ذوي الدبر فما قاله قد بان للحق ظاهرا وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز والذكر يكفر هذا ذاك فيما يقوله ويذكر ذا عنه الذي عنده ذكر. The Shaykh رحمه الله, he mentioned those who are from the 72 deviated groups whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned they are in hellfire. The Shaykh here, he mentioned the heads, the leaders, some of their leaders. He said, فَذُ الرَّفْضِ مَنْصُوبٌ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ عَادِلٌ عَلِي الْحَقِّ ذُو بُهْتٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَالنُّذُرِ. The Rafida, أي صاحب الرَّفْضِ, the one who rejected the leadership of Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, that one, he is somebody who is ascribed to shirk. He is the Rafida, the Shia are a people of shirk, the Shaykh says. The Shaykh says this 900 years ago, that the Shia are people of shirk. Worshipping Ahlul Bayt, Hussein, Hassan, Fatima, Fulan, Fulan, Fulan. They are people of shirk. They are people who turn away from the truth. They are people who invent lies about Allah. They are people who lie about the nudur, about the messengers. That's Shia. So avoid them. Shirk is there. Lie is with them. Kadib. Imam Shafi, what he said? ما رأيت ماذا أكذب من الرافضة. أشهد بزوري من الرافضة. He said, I never saw people who are more witnessing the falsehood than the Shia. In another narration, another word in Rahimullah, he said, أقبل عن أهل الأهواء إلا الخطابية فإنها تستحل الكذب. I take the narration of all the people of desire except the Rafida al-Khattabiyya because they see lying is lawful. They have even a principle called tuqya. Tuqya. You say something, you don't believe it. The Shia guy, he tell you, no, he doesn't say nothing about Abu Bakr. No, wallahi, we believe the Quran is a complete liar. It happened to me. Don't let it happen to you. Wallahi, الذي لا إله غيره. ليس الخبر كالمعاينة. سبحان الله. I have his recording. I have even the Sheikh, he sent me his recording. No, we don't say that. We don't believe tuqya. That was when we were being oppressed. Now we don't do that. Quran is complete. Time go by. In his own words, writing, recording, he believed Quran is not complete. He believed that, أعوذ بالله. Because this is religion. نعم. لا إله إلا لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله هو هذا هو هذا يعني أبو إمام says we used to pray behind them our imam our muadhin thinking that they are أهل السنة now they turn to be رافضة yes الله المستعان آل هاشم المهم that's because this is how they are. They suing you, they, يعني, على كل حال. المهم, then the Sheikh said, so avoid the Shia. Avoid the Shia. There are people of shirk and there are people of kidib, lie. Don't trust them. That's if you want advice from Sheikh Abil Qasim al-Zanjani, who died 471 Hijriya, close to 1,000 years ago. Then he said, وعقدي صحيح في الخوارج أنهم كلاب تعاوى في ضلال وفي صعور. Also, the Sheikh says, my aqidah, my creed, with relate to the khawarij, sound that they are dogs of the hellfire. So the khawarij also they are the dogs of hellfire. Avoid them, the khawarij. And those who have the ideology of khawarij, we mention in the class, inshallah. The Sheikh said, ويريد ما أحدث من مقاليم لذن ذات لهم لا تبقي ولا تذر. So the statement of the Khawarij leads to hellfire. Then the Sheikh said, وأبرأ من صفين قد لعنا معا قد أظهر الإرجاء ولا أنكر القدر. Also, he freed himself from two groups, from the 72, those that are cursed together. They are the group of Murji'ah and group of Qadariyah who deny the Qadr. Who is Murji'a? Who is Qadari? We already studied that, inshallah. Go back to the previous class. Then the Sheikh said, وَمَا قَالَهُ جَهْمٌ فَحَقًّا ضَلَالَةٌ وَبِشْرٌ فَمَا أَبْدَاهُ جَهْلًا قَدْ انْتَشَرَ. He mentioned this big deviated man called Jahm and his follower Bishr. وَجَعْدٌ فَقَدْ أَرْدَاهُ خُبْثُ مَقَالِهِ وَأَمَّا ابْنُ كُلَّابٍ فَأَقْبِحْ بِمَا ذَكَرَ. He also mentioned Ja'd, who is the Sheikh of Jahm. He also mentioned Ibn Kulab al-Ash'ari, يعني where he is the sheikh of Ibn Kulab. يعني Ibn Kulab is the sheikh of Abu Hassan al-Ash'ari. But Abu Hassan al-Ash'ari, he left the aqid of Ibn Kulab. But those who say they are Ash'ari today, they follow Ibn Kulab. They are not following al-Ash'ari. Because Ash'ari, he returned to the sunnah. The sheikh said, فَأَقْبِحْ بِمَا ذَكَرْ. Shame on what they say. Then he mentioned another one who followed them called Ibn Karam, who come with falsehood, who didn't even have a knowledge, unlike the other philosophers. He even didn't have falsafa. Then he said, وَسَقَّفَ هَذَا الْأَشْعَرِيُّ كَلَامَهُ وَأَرْبَعَ عَلَى مَنْ قَبْلَهُ مِنْ ذَوِ الدَّبَرِ. And the Ash'ari, he supported, he aided, he spread the aqidah of Ibn Kulab until he left it, walhamdulillah. فما قاله قد بان الحق ظاهرا وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز والذكر. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى سيكفر هذا ذاك فيما يقول ويذكر ذا عنه الذي عنده ذاك. He mentioned that these individuals and their followers, Jahm and Ja'ad and Bishr and Ibn Kulab and Ibn Karram and Ash'ari, and those who follow them, they make a takfir on one another. Each one consider the other one, he's a kafir. They bring their own innovation. They bring an innovation. They invent something. Whoever differ, they make takfir. And each one claim it's because of the aql. The Shaykh said, وَبِالْعَقْلِ فِيمَا يَزْعُمُونَ تَبَايَنُوا وَكُلُّهُمْ قَدْ فَارَقَ الْعَقْلَ لَوْ شَعَرْ. Each one is claiming he's following the intellect. He's following the sound mind. He's the one who has the truth because of the... But yet, he said, they differ. And everyone neglected in reality the aql. None of them has aql, but لو شعر أو شعر لو, if they would have perceived, they would have understand, but they don't. Then the Shaykh said, فدع عنك ما قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا ولازم طريق الحق والنص واصطبر وخذ مقتضى الآثار والوحي في الذي تنازع فيه الناس من هذه الفقر فما لذوي التحصيل عذرا بترك ما أتاه به جبريل في منزل السور وبين فحواه النبي بشرحه وأدى إلى الأصحاب ما عنه قد سطر فبالله توفيقي وآمل عفوه وأسأله حفظا يقيني من الغير لأسعد بالفوز المبين مسابقا إلى جنة الفردوس في صالح الزمر. The Shaykh رحمه الله, he said, leave off what they innovated and leave off their extremism, these groups, the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'attila, the Mumathila, the Mufawwida, the Mushabbiha, the Mu'tazila, the Khawarij, the Shia, those who follow them, Sufi and the like, leave off them, leave off. And hold fast to the truth and the text and be patient. And take based on the what the narrations, the revelation states. In everything the people they differ from these points. It is not suitable for someone who has tahsil knowledge, somebody who is upon guidance. He has no excuse to leave off what Angel Jibreel come with in the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ clarified it with his explanation. And the Sahaba, they conveyed from the messengers of Allah. So no one has right to leave off what Angel Jibreel come with of Quran to the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified the meaning of the Quran, and the Sahaba, they conveyed to the Ummah. Then the Shaykh said, فَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِيقِي, by Allah is my success. وَآمُلُ عَفْوَهُ, and I hope Allah has forgiveness. وَأَسْأَلُ حِفْظًا, I ask Allah protection, يَقِينِ مِنَ الْغِيَرِ, protection, protecting me from changing. لِأَسْعَدَ بِالْفَوْزِ الْمُبِينِ مُسَابِقًا, to succeed in the great victory, in the great, ماذا, a foes, victory. مُسَابِقًا, being foremost, إِلَى جَنَّةِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, to the Jannah of Firdaus, to the heaven, to the paradise of Firdaus, fi صَالِحِ الزمر, with righteous ones. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he clarified the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah. He really didn't mention everything in detail, and he can't mention in that small poem, but he gave you the principles. The ulama, they say, man hurim al-usul, hurim al-usul. If you have the principle, if you have the foundation, then it's easy to get the rest. But without foundation, you have nothing in hand. So these are the principles by which you know the truth. Follow Quran, the speech of Allah. Follow the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't reject anything of it. Follow the ijma', the consensus of the companion, radiallahu anhum. They are the role model. Follow them. Follow those who follow them of tabi'een until today. And whatever the people they differ, go back to the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding of Sahaba. From that, believe in Allah, His name is and description is Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And leave off the people of desires and innovators and innovation. Don't listen to them. Don't take knowledge from them. Avoid the one who reject the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoid the Shia, avoid those groups, the Khawarij. And you cannot avoid them without knowing what they are upon. So have knowledge, seek knowledge, and the knowledge is fruitless without application. We ask Allah al-Kareem to guarantee us al-ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih. Wa subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Iyakum.